T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, though, is Diana Souza, who's with St. Joseph University, University of St. Joseph. I think that's a better way to say it. Director of Marketing and Communications. Hi.
Hey, Ray.
You have a little something come up on what, the 23rd, is it?
Yeah, this Saturday, actually.
Okay, so you're going to spend a day over at the university, and that it is on campus, is it not?
Yeah, right on campus in West Hartford.
Okay, and this is something we've talked about before, and I think there has been definitely progress made.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is our third event. This, with each one, had a different theme. Our theme this time is Be the Change. So what we're doing is we're inviting women, and of course, men are welcome too, but mostly we're asking women to come who want to be part of the change that's going on, who maybe have wanted to be a part of public service but haven't known how to get started, or have been a volunteer or somehow active in their community and they're ready to take the next step.
Is there a resistance on the part of not just women, but men too, but we'll go women in this case? Is there a reluctance to really get into the public arena? Because it can be tough out there.
It can be. What we're seeing, though, is that women are very passionate about certain issues that affect their family, pocketbook issues, education issues, local community issues around the environment. If you take a look at someone like Maura Lyons, she started out her career in Stanford because of a terrible smell at a transfer station that was impacting her neighborhood. And she rose on to become the majority leader in the state and also the Speaker of the House. If you look at Tony Harp, similar story there. I could go on and on with examples. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for women who are interested in an issue in their neighborhood, in their community, who just want to get started.
And one of the things, and you were talking just, we were talking off the air about Marsha LeClaire, who's the mayor of East Hartford. But another really prominent person is, of course, Marsha Mary Glassman.
Yes.
Who was first selectman in Simsbury. I think she was doing something with Kevin Sullivan. Maybe she ran with him, lieutenant governor. I can't remember. But, you know, Mary's been around forever. And then you have Sherry Cantor, who's the mayor of West Hartford. So there you are.
Many, many dedicated public servants. We're also having a panel about other ways to volunteer or be part of public service at the municipal level. So, right, what a lot of people don't realize is there's multiple commissions at the city level, at the state level. So if you want to be appointed a position, maybe you're just not comfortable running, but you've got an expertise in an area and you want to contribute, there's lots of ways you can help.
Well, a case in point that you're going to have on the panel, or certainly speaking, is somebody I've gotten to know over the years, and that's run at Shoham. Miracle League, done some fundraisers for him. It's a wonderful idea. And I think her daughter, Lexi, I'm pretty sure that's who it is. But, you know, you can influence people a lot, kind of, well, not in a sense behind the scenes, in that, you know, you're advocating for, as you just said a while ago, a certain cause.
Yeah, and in her case, she actually started a not-for-profit.
Yes.
So that's another way people can contribute. So we're really going to talk about all these ways people can get involved, and the University of St. Joseph is really excited to host this event, get more women involved in the community and activated so their voices can be heard as well.
And you also have some people who are staff people, Mae Maloney, who's Leadership Greater Hartford. That's a strong organization. You've got, the mayoral chief of staff, Hartford. There's another way to influence policy.
Yeah.
So, okay, give us the nuts and bolts on this. It's the 23rd, and
23rd.
It's cheap, by the way.
Yeah, it's only $15, $5 if you're a college student, bring your ID. And we'll have lunch for you as well. It's just 10 to 2.
For 15 bucks, you get lunch too?
Get lunch too.
Go. You're crazy. If one wanted to sign up, how would one do this?
Just
call or go online?
Go online to usj.edu, or you can call us 860-231-5297. We'll be happy to get you registered.
You know whose mother was a real activist was John Larson's mom.
That's right.
Pauline, yeah. She was huge in like Democratic politics, and that's probably one of the reasons her sons got into it, you know?
Yeah. And of course, our beloved Rosa DeLauro's mom as well.
Well, let's not forget that. She just recently passed.
Yes,
Well, listen, it's nice to see you.
Thanks. Great to see you, Ryan.
Saturday.
Thanks for having us.
Got a little time, 23rd. Just get to the University of St. Joseph website. You can sign up there. $15. I mean, come on. And lunch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.